was going to talk about the tabernacle. I'm going to save it till next Sunday. But I do want to say this before we go to the table of the Lord. Once each year in the Old Testament, the Day of Atonement came. I've seen people take that English word and try to make a exposition of it by breaking it into at one ment. And that does describe the result of atonement, but that's not what the word means. It translates an old Hebrew word that means covering. The Galatian letter simply states it in the third chapter, as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse of the law. The Greek is a very precise language. I can be under this roof and it's not falling. If I were under something that was falling, I'd use a different word. The word used is that word that is under something that's falling. No stopping the fall. We escape it because the Galatian letter goes on to say, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, literally let us pass out from underneath it, being made a curse for us, it fell on him. In the Old Testament, on the Day of Atonement, they would bring two goats, cast lots over it. One would be slain. The one they designated as belonging to the Lord, because there must be shedding of blood for redemption of sin, because the life of the soul, Leviticus says, resides in the blood, and God had said, for sin comes death. The other goat was named the scapegoat. And the priest would confess over the scapegoat all the sins of all the tribes of Israel. It would then be given to a responsible man, taken to an uninhabited place. A responsible man to make sure he would take it to a place where there were no inhabitants, that those sins confessed over that goat might never be remembered again. Didn't matter the degrees of performance by those in the tribe. The goat bore the sins. Didn't matter the degrees of sins at Galatia. Christ bore the consequence of their sins. Now that's what we remember when we take these elements and go to the table of the Lord. I'll be teaching you every Sunday, but I can say it briefly. Paul never said anything to the Corinthians about eating and drinking unworthy. You that know that passage that makes you guilty in front of the table of the Lord, he said, if you eat and drink unworthily, you eat and drink damnation, a temporary punishment to you. Unworthily described the manner of partaking. We're all unworthy. Old Testament saints had a scapegoat. Christ is the propitiation of our sins. Life resides in the blood. One worth enough to God for all of us gave his blood that we might live. The bread, the other element, signifies the broken body. And when we read Isaiah 53, we learn, not like the scapegoat, not only sins, but sicknesses were placed on the one who took our place. And as we go to the table of the Lord tonight, we can claim the promise, with his stripes ye were healed. We can claim the promise, you're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I open this door to everyone. All Jesus said, as we partake, remember him. Paul said, you partake unworthily if you don't discern the Lord's body. There's healing in Christ. There's forgiveness and covering in Christ. We take from his table tonight. Will you take the bread and lift it with me? And I want you to put in the past tense as Peter did, saying, with his stripes ye were healed. I expect miracles across this network as people understand Christ really bore our sicknesses as well as our sins. Lift it and say with me, with his stripes I was healed, as we take in Jesus' name. And all you got to do to be worthy is say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you can join the rest of us in saying, thank you, Lord, for your grace, as we lift it together in Jesus' name. Come on. You'll learn a lot about the table of the Lord as you keep watching. It's one of the most misunderstood concepts in Christian circles. And the devil's trick has been to take that luxury from us, as when we started 2 hours ago, we talked about the luxury of giving. been made a high liturgy and complicated. New Testament Christians partook in the home. Jesus made it simple. He just took the bread and said, "This is my body and this is my blood," and he offered himself. And tonight, you that have joined, I want you to claim in faith the promise of healing and take the grace of God that is your portion. We'll be looking at you next Sunday. I hope you get in the habit of calling us.